How long has this project been in the works?
I think I'd been on the job here for about a month or so, and I wanted to meet President Amott at Knox College, who had been on the at her job for about a year, to talk about WVKC, both in terms of the partnership that we had existing and the possibility of expanding it. So we've really been working on this since for the better part of a year.
Why was it why was WVKC of importance? Why did you want to turn that into we carry Morning Edition right now on WVKC. Why did you want to go 24 hours in Galesburg?
Well, Galesburg's a great community, and one of the things that they have their geography has been that they've kind of been on the fringe of four or five different public radio stations. There are a number of stations that the reception is okay in Galesburg, and it's a community that the feedback I was getting early on and my knowledge of Galesburg from living in Peoria for so many years was that there was a strong desire to have a full-time public radio station there that could be heard very, very well and be active, engaged in the community. That and also, you know, the goals of Tri-State's public radio is to expand coverage and truly be something that that covers the entire Tri-State area and does a good job of community engagement and quality programming to as many people as possible. So it seemed like a natural fit because of our existing listeners in Galesburg and the potential to serve an audience even better to expand that agreement.
We had a foot in the door already, sort of, with the arrangement with Knox already.
There was definitely a productive partnership already in place. Morning Edition, the most popular NPR program, was on WVKC. It helped WVKC with a time of day where students may not be up and wanting to be on the radio. So it helped them. It helped us. It helped Galesburg. So, yes, that there was a track record of good things happening, and President Amott and I both felt that it was time to take it to the next level.
And this is the student station, WVKC. Mm-hmm. So what happens to that?
There's still going to be a student station at Knox that is programmed 100% by students, their music, their programming, what they want to do. There'll be two ways to hear it. Online with an improved internet stream that Tri-State's Public Radio is helping to provide, and then also on HD2. So we're going to improve the broadcast equipment in Galesburg so that that you'll be able to get the student station with an HD radio. So there'll be two ways to get that signal of student-run programming out of Knox. So that's not going away. It's just going to be available in different forms. And quite frankly, forms that more students will be using because, you know, your average 18 to 22-year-old, they probably don't have a radio. They most likely have a smartphone where they can hit something and be connected to the station, listen that way.
Yeah, I can imagine students listening to an internet radio station, but there still aren't many HD radios out there.
Not yet, but we thought it was important for there to still be an over-the-air way to get the broadcast. And I think that everybody's hope is that eventually HD radio will be as common as HD television, and that is, you know, pretty much the replacement. And we have no idea of knowing when that will happen, but it will be it's a better quality signal and hopefully one that that will have a strong presence.
Do I understand this correctly, too, that just as we have student reporters here in Macomb, there will be opportunities at Knox College for students to work for the news department, and this would be an opportunity that's not there right now?
Correct, and not just in news, but we do anticipate using Knox students in Galesburg in two aspects, in journalism, similar to the way that we do it here, but also in marketing and outreach, because that is another very critical role of our Galesburg presence, is to have that marketing and outreach effort. And those are two things that don't exist right now for Knox students. And you know, Knox has a strong history of a journalism department, all in print. They don't have a broadcasting department. So this is going to give an opportunity, especially as all journalism education is moving more towards multimedia, multi-platform. It will give Knox students an opportunity to get some practical experience in another way. And it'll also give us more feet on the street in Galesburg, people reporting stories there.
Looking at some of the online comments from when this was announced, it seems at least some former WVKC student employees are concerned about this, about whether students are really going to have a chance and mm-hmm. whether their signal is going to be heard, their programming is going to be heard.
Well, I think anytime something new comes, there's always the fear of the unknown. And I suppose that from those perspectives that it's a concern that's important. The two things that I would add is for alumni of Knox is that, first of all, the internet stream, which is unreliable at best right now, will be much stronger, much more reliable, so that Knox alumni and station alumni all over the world will be able to hear VKC that they hadn't been able to hear before. So I think that serving the alumni is very important there. Secondly, the current staff of WVKC, this current station managers, the student staff there, the editorial board of the student newspaper, were all in favor of this move. So I certainly respect concerns from people that may be out there, but we're going to judge success by this on whether it's good for Galesburg, whether it's good for Tri-States Public Radio, and whether it's good for VKC and Knox. If any one of those pillars is not served better by this arrangement, then it hasn't been successful.
When does this all start?
It's a little bit of a difficult target to know for sure, because we have to put in the equipment for HD broadcasting. We have to make sure that the internet stream is robust enough to handle increased traffic and have it be reliable. Those are all technical things, and as you know, with any technical things, sometimes it's difficult to know exactly when we're going to be able to flip the switch, and we don't want to promise anything until we know exactly when it's going to happen. We're shooting for mid-September. We want to have this all going by the time Knox students get back to campus, which is September 12th.
And then do you anticipate having, since there will be training opportunities for students, when do you anticipate having personnel in Galesburg? Would that be mid-September also?
That'll take a little bit longer. We're looking at a January opening of a Galesburg office. Hopefully that's when we're going to be able to do that. And we'll use that semester the second semester, and if they're in quarters, when Knox students get back after their holiday break, we hope to have interns selected and join our full-time staff that'll be there. And that's what we're shooting for right now.
We've been talking a lot about serving Galesburg. How strong will this signal be? How far will it reach?
Initially, all of Knox County. We are certainly investigating opportunities to increase the power. And again, that's something that Knox College and WVKC did not have the ability to do previously. But once we get this up and running in its current form, we've started some preliminary groundwork to see if we can increase the power of the signal and get it a little bit further than that. Obviously, the big population base that's close to Galesburg that we'd like to make sure gets a really strong signal is Monmouth. So hopefully we'll be able to increase the power so that all of Knox County and all of Warren County would also be in this signal. But again, that's something that's in the planning phases that we're going to have to look at whether we can accomplish or not with FCC rules and guidelines.
Yeah, with FCC rules, you might even need to have a directional signal.
Yeah.
I think that's something people don't always realize, some of the restrictions when you put a new signal up.
Well, and not to get too technical, but there's what they call the 60 dBU contour, which is the map of where every radio signal is protected, where it's illegal for anybody else to interfere with broadcast in that area. And so if you want to increase your power, you need to make sure that you're not interfering with the 60 dBU contour of any other station. And that station could be miles and miles away that is on that frequency or on adjacent frequencies. So one of the ways that you can help do that is go from an antenna that broadcasts out in every direction the same amount to an antenna that is directional, where it kind of points in one direction. That might be one way that we can continue to serve Knox County, but also kind of point the signal towards another population area like Monmouth, for example, and not interfere with someone else's 60 dBU contour that might be in another direction. It's all really difficult and really technical, and you have to get engineering people involved to make sure that you're following all the rules. So it's not just a matter of going in and turning up the power. I wish it was that easy, but we need to make sure that we're following all the laws and the rules, and we'll definitely do that.
And speaking of frequencies, this will continue to be at 90.7 FM.
Yes, 90.7 FM.
Continue to be known as WVKC.
Yes, and Knox College still owns the license. They still own the station. This agreement just means that we're running it.
Anything you want to add about this? Anything you think people should know?
The agreement lasts until December of 2020, so it's about a 6.5-year agreement, and there's plenty of opportunity to renew if all parties are happy with how things are going.
Well, you mentioned the three pillars. What if it becomes apparent in a couple of years that this isn't working out, or you stuck together for 6.5 years, or is it an early opt-out?
There are opt-outs if certain things aren't met, and we could certainly investigate those if that wasn't happening. Our commitment is to stick through the entire agreement and make sure that it's successful, and we have every confidence that it will be. But yes, this protects Knox so that if they're not happy with it, there are some opt-outs that could happen as well as time goes on. But again, no one's anticipating right now. That's just kind of the legal stuff that you have to put in place. But we want to make sure that the citizens of the Galesburg area are happy, that the students at Knox are happy, and that Tri-States Public Radio benefits from this. And all signs are that it will.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.